Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Taban Rapulin, Director in Employment Law at Cliff & Decker Hofmeyr. A very, very good morning to you. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you?
Thank you. Good morning to you too. Thank you for having me.
It's really a great pleasure. We've seen the government getting involved in the legislation and protection of domestic workers before. Is this a new thing? Is this a reinforcement of what already was? Can you take us through this, please?
Well, it's quite a significant development because the legislation referred to as COIDA briefly excluded domestic workers who were employed in private households.
Mm-hmm.
And this exclusion has been reaffirmed by a sectoral determination back in 2002. So it's quite a new development now to expressly include domestic workers, and it's not one that came. I don't think government voluntarily took this step. There was a constitutional court case that recently ruled that the section in the COIDA which excluded domestic workers from being able to claim from the compensation fund was unlawful and violated rights of the domestic workers. So that's what has triggered the government to take the step post that particular judgment.
And what are they asking? What are they asking employers to do?
Well, the regulations, they now introduce new rules in relation to domestic workers in South Africa.
Right.
And basically, employers are now asked to register their employees, meaning your domestic worker, with the compensation fund.
Right.
So that the domestic worker will be in a position to qualify to lodge a claim in the event of either a temporary or a total disablement or a permanent disablement or an injury on duty. So they'll be able to then lodge a claim with the compensation fund. So for now, employers are expected to register their domestic workers. There has not been a timeline set for
right.
employers to do that, but ordinarily, one would be expected to register your employees, I think, within 7 days of their employment. But in this particular instance, the regulation did not put a time frame.
And so this stands separately to the registration around UIF?
Yes, this is separate to the registration around UIF. Domestic workers have participated in the UIF all along, so this is quite a new development insofar as them participating in the compensation fund.
Right. And where does one access these forms?
Yeah, the forms should be available on the website of the compensation fund or the website of the Department of Labor itself, but they should be available there. So there are forms that employers are expected to complete on the website. One will find what they call, I think it's a CF1E form.
Mm-hmm.
That's the form that you actually complete. Then they will require an employer to submit a copy of their ID or passport or work permit, meaning the employer's copy,
mm-hmm.
and then a copy of the employee's ID, passport or work permit, a proof of the residential address, and a copy of the employment contract.
Right. And in terms of domestic workers, they are fully within their rights to go to the employer to say, please make sure to register me. In fact, because it protects everybody, doesn't it?
Yes, it basically protects not just only the employee, but also the employer from civil litigation
mm-hmm.
that could arise if someone was to sustain an injury on duty. So it protects both parties. So I think, yes, definitely employees will be within their rights to approach their employers and bring this development to their attention.
Right, right.
And I guess what's also important to mention is that it does not matter whether someone is permanently employed or they are employed on a part-time basis.
Yes, that's a very good point.
They should still be registered.
Yes. Right. Absolutely fascinating. Do you consider this, from a legal perspective, do you consider this a good development, a positive development?
Definitely, I will say it's a good development, because one could not understand the rationale behind excluding domestic workers, because you cannot even say their workplace is riskier than other workplaces. I will actually argue the opposite, that a domestic worker's workplace is actually less risky if one was to compare it with someone who's working in a mine or something like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very, very interesting and a very important conversation to bring to people's attention. That's Thabang Rapoleng, Director in Employment Law at Clifton Dekker Hofmeyr, talking to us about the rules that have been put in place to cover domestic workers for compensation for occupational injuries and disease.